Jefferson football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMVA.
District. Smith Center Redmond. Smith Center is currently ranked number 5 in the state according to K-Prep's latest rankings. In Astro Valley Heights, they are just on the outside looking in, but both of them are undefeated in district play at 3-0, and you win. And you win the district here tonight. It's as simple and plain as that. Well, these two teams are nothing but plain this season with the way they've gotten here. It's been quite the start for, quite the finish, I guess you could say, for Valley Heights. After a rough start, they lost in week one to Centralia. It's their lone loss of the year. It was an 18-16 battle, but since then they've won 6 games in a row. And in that stretch, they have scored 35-plus in each of those games. And that's the longest streak they've gotten 35-plus points since 2017. It's also their first 6-game win streak since 2017, excuse me. And a win would give them tied for their longest win streak in school history. Only 3 times in school history have they gotten 7 games in a row where that have they finished on the right side of the scoreboard. And they have never done any games in a row, so a chance that they win here today and win their opening round playoff game, they will have their longest winning streak in school history. As for Smith Center, kind of talked about it during Friday Night Fever, how good their defense has been. They have not allowed 20 points to an opponent all season long. They do that with time of possession, and they just run. They run 99.93% of the time, coming off a couple of great shutout wins against Oakley and Republic County. And prior to those two games where they scored 68 and 56 respectively, they hadn't scored more than 30 points in a game. So they're kind of a, like I said, time of possession, run the ball, run down the clock, get out of there with the win. That's kind of what they've been doing. That's their MO, and that is how they be. Hard to talk about Smith Center without mentioning their 79-game winning streak, of course, that they grew from 2004 to 2009. And with Andale losing last week, it remains the longest winning streak in Kansas high school football history for at least another 3-plus seasons, with Axel's winning streak currently sitting at 33. So it'll take them a few more years to touch Smith Center's record, again, from the mid-2000s. So we kind of set the stage here, get you ready for kickoff, and we have an interview with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. It's coming up next. It's Valley Heights. It's Smith Center here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Dorsey Hall.
Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in a uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home.
I'm joined by Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble after their 64-26 road win against a solid Waubonsie team. And coach, you guys' offense, they really came to play this past week.
Yeah, we played very well offensively. We were able to run for quite a few yards and have success on the ground. The offensive line obviously did an outstanding job to open things up for our backs. So, overall, it was a good night.
Yeah, 473 yards on the ground. And, I mean, you mentioned some of the success that you had on the ground. It was 199 yards, 2 scores from Jaden, and 181 yards on the ground for Carson. He had 5 touchdowns. Your thoughts on the way they were not just able to play in terms of getting through the open lanes, but being able to get both of those guys involved?
Yeah, it was a good thing for us to get both of them going and to get them going in such a good way. I'd like to see maybe our carries balance out a little more between the rest of our backs. I just try to keep people off balance, but it just kind of worked that the stuff that we had to attack them was with those two guys more so. So they did a great job responding to the opportunity.
Yeah, and you guys threw the ball just four times, but I'm assuming that was kind of just because of the way the weather was kind of going last week.
Part of it was the weather. You know, the way their field's set up, you're pretty well thrown into the wind the way that the weather was blowing last weekend. So we did try to hold off a little bit when we were going into the wind, but also we were having such success on the ground that we didn't necessarily need to throw a ton. So we were just trying to stick with what was working.
Yeah, it certainly was working, that is for sure. I'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll have more from head coach Cody Trimble in just a bit, as you are listening to high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Back here with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble talking about their matchup against Smith Center. And coach, of course, this one's super important. You got the district championship on the line, but what does this game mean specifically for your guys' program as a whole?
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty big game for us. The district championship, like you said, an opportunity to give us more home field advantage in the playoffs, and to be able to take home a trophy before we start the playoffs. So, Smith Center is going to be a very tough, physical, challenging football team that we're going to have to play very well against to have an opportunity.
And, Coach, you guys are currently on a historic run. You guys are on a six-game winning streak, and only three times prior to possibly this year have you guys gotten a seven-game winning streak. What's it like being a part of such a special team?
Yeah, special. But a lot of it is just the way that these kids have worked. You know, Carson obviously just got here this year, but the rest of them, Kaysen and Drake and Tyrell, all of our junior class, those guys have been working their tails off since they were freshmen and sophomores, a little bit through some tough times. You know, we didn't have a great record last year. So to see that hard work and that dedication and willingness to never give up finally start to pay off a little bit for those guys is probably the most rewarding part.
And getting back to the matchup with Smith Center, how do you feel like your guys' offensive line and defensive line match up with the big men from the Redmen?
You know, that's one of the first things we look at every week when we start breaking down an opponent. We always feel like if we have an opportunity to win the offense or the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, we have an opportunity to win. Smith Center's got, as in we've seen a lot here, other than maybe Maryville. And they're going to play a lot more physical than a lot of teams that we've seen this year as well. So it's going to be a true test up front for our guys. Obviously, they've stepped up and done a great job every time they've been tested so far this year. So we need to continue to win the line of scrimmage if we want to win the game.
And the running back, Luke Franklin, he's been such a tough guy to tackle. He has 859 yards, 13 scores, and a little over 140 yards per game, almost 10 yards per carry. What are your plans to try to shut him down?
Well, we just got to make sure that we're tackling him in good position, not tackling him high. Obviously, he's a big back that runs with a lot of power. If you tackle him high, he's going to run or break tackles. And then we're just also focusing on making sure we're getting multiple halves to the ball every time. You know, it's probably going to take sometimes two or three guys to get him on the ground. We got to make sure everybody's flying to the ball once they know where it's going.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it today, and best of luck against Smith Center.
Thank you.
That was Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble. Be sure to stay tuned. Kickoff is coming up here next, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Just about to kick off here in Blue Rapids, Valley Heights, and Smith Center, with the winner winning the Class 1A District 5 Championship. Once again, both of these two teams entering this matchup 3-0 in district play and 6-1 on the regular season. These are two of just 10 unbeaten teams in district play in all of Class 1. Also, two of just 9 teams in Class 1A to have one or fewer losses on the regular season. Both teams have clinched a playoff spot and a home playoff game next week. And the lone meeting all time was last year when Smith Center, they waxed the Mustangs. Final score was 56-12. I don't think we're going to be seeing something near that this year. We'd be very surprised if we did. That would kind of assume that Smith Center were to be playing fast and Valley Heights not getting any sort of defensive stops. I don't think that will be the case. Valley Heights defense has been very solid all year long. And they have, in fact, outscored their district opponents 154-41. And they have also allowed 25-plus points in back-to-back weeks after keeping their previous opponents under 20 points. So to kind of maybe give Smith Center a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, Valley Heights defense has let up, but that's because they played a couple of really solid teams the past couple weeks. And we'll see how things go here tonight. I mean, this is now a really strong, battle-tested Valley Heights team. They, in between the Centralia and Marysville game, they had their opponents not really anything to be too worried about. When there was Onega, Troy, Republic County, and Sacred Heart, all those teams are in the bottom half of their districts, respectively. But then they beat 3A Marysville 38-30, and then Waubunsee, they destroyed them last week, as mentioned. You heard Cody Trimble on his thoughts on that game. Definitely didn't expect them to get nearly 400 yards rushing and 7 touchdowns combined between Jaden DeWalt and Carson Spoons, but that is what happened, and that is where they enter here tonight. Looking at the standings, of course, Valley Heights, Smith Center, they are currently both 3-0, 6-1. But looking at the points, Valley Heights has 63 points. Smith Center has 44. But ultimately, that doesn't really matter too much because win and you're the district champion. Waubunsee has solidified themselves as the third seed out of the district. And a battle for the fourth seed between Sacred Heart and Republic County is going underway tonight as well. So setting stage for next week, Waubunsee will be at the loser of the Sedgwick at Marion game. And then the winner of this game will take on the loser of Whitewater Remington at Belle Plaine. And the loser of this game here tonight will play the winner of that game. It will be the Redmen kicking off to Valley Heights. And back to receive for the Mustangs are Jaden DeWald and Carson Spooks. Taking this one away is Luke Franklin. Talk about him a lot here tonight. This one's going to one-hop and return to the 25-yard line to the 30, and Solid return for the Mustangs. That was Brady DeWalt with a return, getting to the 36-yard line. And that's where the Valley Heights Mustangs will get their first possession. Looking at the starters for Valley Heights offense, the quarterback, of course, is Carson Spoontz, the 6'1", 200-pound senior. Jaden DeWalt, the 5'10", 160-pound junior. He is the tailback. At fullback, they have Case Bigham. He stands at 6'1", 205. He is a senior as well. And at scat back, they have Logan Gray. He is listed at 6', 160 pounds, and he is a junior. Talk about the line and the wideouts here in just a bit. This is the keeper, left side. And a gain of about 4. And a tackle made by Brant Wilson, the linebacker for the Redmen. Wideouts are Max Shanks, the 150-pound junior at 6'. He was a quarterback a year ago for Valley Heights. Royce Ekstrom, he is the other wideout. He stands at 6'3", 170. He is a junior. From left to right on the offensive line, it's Lawson Stryker, a 5'11", 165-pound sophomore. Creighton Smith, a 260-pound sophomore. Here's a handoff left side. DeWalt, he kind of slips to the 45, trying to push forward, and he's taken down. That'll be a first down, though. Gain of 6. Now move the chains, get the Mustangs to the 46-yard line, beg your pardon. Continuing the starters for the offensive line, Spencer Lees, he is 200 pounds. He is a 6'3 senior. At right guard is Tyrell Wagner, the 6'3, 240-pound senior. And at right tackle is Drake Slifer, a 200-pound, 6'3-inch senior. So a lot of experience on the right side of the offensive line with a couple of sophomores on the left side. Get to the Redmen defensive starters here in just a bit. This is a first and 10 from the 46. It's a inside handoff, and it'll go for a gain of 3. That one goes to Hasten Bigham, his first carry of the evening. They'll end up giving him just 2, gets the 48-yard line. A linebacker, a 6'1", 210-pound senior, Luke Franklin. Jason Davian, a 5'11", 195-pound senior. Has some questions. It was 500 pounds. Parker Hutchinson, he is at safety, a 5'11", 165-pound sophomore. At linebacker, Brant Wilson, a 5'11", 180-pound sophomore as well. As another inside handoff. No, it's a fake, and it pitched to the left, and it was fumbled, but DeWalt jumps on it. That's going to be a loss of 6. They get a loss of 5, but either way, a significant loss on second and medium. Oh, they're going to save 4 progress. They're going to save him a little bit. It was a loss of 4, so it'll be 3rd and 12. So break for the Redmen. Continuing the starters, the cornerback is Davian Orr, a 6', 160-pound junior. Other cornerback is Tegan McKenzie, 6'5", 190 senior. That's right, 6'5". Braxton Carr, he is another safety, 5'11", 155 sophomore. As here is a handoff right side, this is Logan Gray. His first carry is stuffed for a gain of just 1. It'll be 4th down and 11. And the Redmen defense holds here on Valley Heights' first possession of the game. And that defensive line, talking about Eli Franklin, he is a linebacker, 5'11", 215 senior. Carson Montgomery, a defensive tackle, 5'11", 260 sophomore. And defensive end is Leonard Schlatter. He is a 5'10", 200-pound senior. So the Fangs will punt it off, and the center will get their first touch. That's a pretty booming punt from Jaden DeWalt. Goes out of bounds at the 27-yard line. Pretty solid one from the junior. We'll go and keep it right here and get the starters for the Smith Center offense. The running back is Luke Franklin. He is their leading offensive producer. At fullback is Jason Davian. At quarterback is Parker Hutchinson. Other running back is Brant Wilson. Keegan McKenzie is the other wide receiver. Ian Doan, he is a 5'10", 200-pound senior. Tight end is Brady Davian, 6'3", 200-pound sophomore. And on the offensive line, they have at right guard is Caden Wetmore. He's a 6'5", 275-pound senior. Left guard is Dylan Tassell. He's a 6', 220-pound senior. Here's a keeper left side for Hutchinson, driving his legs forward. And a solid gain of 6 on the first play from scrimmage for the sophomore quarterback. Continuing the offensive line, at right tackle is Eli Franklin. And left tackle is Carson Montgomery. And at center is Leonard Schlatter. And Ben Argenbright with the stop. That is his 31st tackle of the season. He has three tackles for loss. That's the third most on the team. This is a defense that's led by their linebackers. Their linebacker core makes up over 75% of this team's tackles. Three back sets, hand off up the gut, and hit hard at the line of scrimmage is Davian. And Jason Davian just does get back to the line of scrimmage. Taking a look at the defensive starters for Valley Heights. The safety, lone safety is Logan Gray. Caden Dummermuth, cornerback. He's listed at 5'9", 145. He is a junior. Jaden DeWalt, the other corner. At linebacker is Ritz Ekstrom. Gavin Crowder, what a year he's had. He leads the team in tackles with 77, and he wasn't even a starter coming into the season. He's a 155-pound sophomore at 5'8". Kaysen Bigham and Carson Spoons are the other linebackers. A little bit of a low snap, but he hands it off to his man. He's got a big hole up the middle and a first down in the secondary for Luke Franklin in his first carry of the ball game. It'll move the sticks. Gain of 8. And looking at the defensive line, Ben Argenbright, defensive end. He is a 5'11", 180-pound junior. Tyrell Wagner, defensive tackle. At nose is Creighton Smith, 6'2", 260, a sophomore. And Drake Slifer at defensive end. The first and 10 for Smith Center from their own 42-yard line. In the gun. Hutchinson takes a snap. He's going to hand it off of the middle and breaking through. Once again, pass midfield to the 49-yard line for a gain of 8. And Franklin with another nice carry, a couple for 16 yards for him coming into tonight. I mentioned leading the team in running back carries, but looking at his specific individual statistics. He has 13 rushing touchdowns, gets over 143 rushing yards per game, and averages 10 yards per carry. Tripped up is Jason Davian, but he gets a first down into the secondary once again, and the defensive line is having a tough time stopping the rushing attack so far. Davian with his second carry. That one goes for 5. Move the chains. First down now from the Valley Heights 44-yard line. Only 138 passing yards all season long out of their 1,777 total yards of offense. Here's a run right side and into the secondary once again is Luke Franklin. And it looks like he has a first down, a gain of 10. Gets to the 34-yard line. This is a Smith Center team that has done a really good job of taking care of the football. Only 5 fumbles lost. And run to the left side, breaking a tackle is Davian, and he gets a gain of 9 near the red zone to the 26. They just keep on moving. They're playing up tempo here. Mentioned that they love to control the pace of play. They'll put him at the 25-yard line. First-year head coach Mike Rogers is replacing Darren Sass, who coached for Smith Center for 10 years and led them to back-to-back state titles in 2017 and 2018. Averaging 6.7 yards per play. And off right side into the secondary, into the red zone, and all the way down to the 11-yard line for a gain of 14. For Franklin, longest run of the game there, and after he broke one off for 10 his last time, that's 4 carries for 40 yards. That is right at his season average. He's a guy that is actually pretty quick. He's not a guy that you would love for him to go in between the tackles, but to have him do just that, he can really show off his athleticism whenever they need him to. Him and Davian in the backfield. Hutchinson. We'll take the snap from the 11-yard line, hit off left side Davian, and pass the 10 and down to the 7 for a gain of 3. Actually, let's say he's down at the 8-yard line. As Davian's third carry, that's his fourth carry for 17 yards. 4:18 left to go, opening quarter. First drive for Smith Center. We are scoreless. As your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House. First down marker is at the 7. Second down and 8. Handoff up the middle. Davian, he trips. gets to the 5, and they'll say he's down at the 4, so a gain of 4. And it's 3rd down and shorts. I think it's 3rd and 3 to be specific. See if this Valley Heights defense can get 2 big stops right here. Smith Center coming off their 2 best offensive outputs of the season. 68 2 weeks to go against Oakley, and last week they got 56 against Republic County. Trying to keep that going here on their opening drive. In the backfield is Brant Wilson. This is as a wide receiver. Hit off right side. Wilson driving his legs and right near the first down marker, but I think he's about a yard short. So gain of 2. And it'll be 4th down and 1 from the 2-yard line. 3:06 and counting left to go opening quarter. So essentially it's rather a touchdown or a turnover on downs. Hoping for the interior defensive line made up of Wagner and Smith can get a stop here. Slifer and Argenbright are on the ends. Here we go. 4th and 1, handoff left side, and Davian looks like he is in for the Smith Center touchdown. And the Redmen are on the scoreboard first. 64-yard drive as they started from their own 36-yard line. And Smith Center, a great way to start as they will go for 2. Hutchinson awaits the snap. He'll take it a little bit low. Hand off right side. And Wilson is hit. And I don't think he got it. He did not. So it stays 6-0. Valley Heights trails early. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
The center strikes first on a 2-yard rushing touchdown from Jason Davian. And I tell you what, when you have a team as efficient as Smith Center, Valley Heights' mistakes will be amplified after that pitch that was fumbled on the left side. Certainly going to be costly as they were unable to score on their first drive. And now they find themselves down to score quickly. And I say quickly, but there's only 2:40 left here in the opening quarter because Redmen milked a lot of clock on that opening drive. And that's kind of what they do, especially when faced with such a tough opponent as Valley Heights. As long as they move the chains, put up points, milk a lot of clock, don't have to do too much. Oh, squib kick, fielded by Ekstrom at the 30, gets to the 35, the 40, and kicks to the wrong guy. He is an athletic dude. Gets to the 42-yard line, good field position for the Mustangs. And a nice return from Royce Ekstrom, who has 4 catches for 115 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns on the season. The last drive was 4 carries for a total of just 9 yards. Hope to have more success here on this second drive of the game. It'll be Bigham in the backfield as the fullback. DeWalt is a tailback, and Spoons will be under center. Gray on the end of the line of scrimmage on the far side, and it'll be a inside handoff to Bigham. He has the hole. He hits the man and runs it past him. Past the first down marker, it'll be a gain of 10. Jason Bigham isn't a huge yardage guy, but he certainly has been a lot better at that this year. Last year, he averaged barely 3 yards a carry, and this year, he's averaging a little over 5 a carry. 5.5 to be specific. four rushing touchdowns, averaging 43.5 yards a game as he gets another carry. This one goes for a yard. 2:08 left to go now in the first quarter. Valley Heights in Redmond territory at their 47-yard line. Tight formation. It'll be a QB sneak. Run right side and 3 yards in a cloud of dust on that one. I think their great-great-great-grandfather's proud on that play. It makes it 3rd and 5. Make it 3rd and 6. Minute and a half now left to go in this opening quarter. Both teams do like to just run it a lot. I mean, talked about how heavy the center is on the ground. With Valley Heights, they're 88% on the ground, 11% from the pass. Not quite 99-1, but here's a nice naked bootleg out to the right side, trying to make a man miss. He does, and he gets a first down and more. 1-on-1 matchup with Brant Wilson on the outside on the naked bootleg, and it works to perfection. Gain of 15 on that one. Actually 17, beg your pardon. Third carry of the ball game. They're at the 32-yard line with 48 seconds of counting left here in this first quarter. 6-0 Smith Center. Once again, under center. Pitch left side. And tripped up is Logan Gray. And if he gets past that, he might have had a lot more. But it goes down as a 2-yard run for the 6-foot, 160-pound junior. 25 seconds left. They don't have to run a play if they don't want to. It'll be 2nd and 8 as limping off the field is Drake Slifer, and you do not like to see that if you are a Valley Heights fan. Such a big part of what this team likes to do on the ground. And they're going to go ahead and take that 6-point deficit into the second quarter. 6-0 Smith Center, 2-yard rushing touchdown from Jason Davian is how we've gotten our score. Let's take a 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Already heading to the second quarter. Valley Heights driving. They have it at the Smith Center 30-yard line. Got a score update from the battle between the top two teams in Class 2A, Nemaha Central, with a short rushing touchdown from Carter Hike to make it 7-0 with just 20 seconds left in the first quarter. They're moving along just about as fast as we are. That first quarter lasting in about 20 minutes. So 2nd and 8 coming up for the Stangs. Tight formation. DeWalt, the tailback in the eye. Here's a handoff to Bigham, right side, and diving forward for a gain of 3. So 3rd and 5 coming up. We'll see if Spoons maybe uses his arm. 59.5% completion percentage. 2 yards shy of 400 yards on the season. 5 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. And also, he's actually the team's leading rusher on the year. 104 carries for 801 rushing yards, 13 touchdowns. However, he does have 4 fumbles. Here we go. Once again, tight formation, man in motion. And up left side, Bigham. Flag on the play into the secondary, into the red zone. We'll see if this holds up. He's marked down at the 12 for a gain of 15, but we wait on the flag. It looks like this one's coming back, and now limping off the field is Logan Gray. Gray Slifer over here with a coach as well. He limped off. And now checking in is Caden Dummermuth, the junior.
Must have seen the hole.
And that will be our first penalty of the ball game. It'll go against Valley Heights, and a very costly one at that. Mentioned the mistake on their first drive of the pitch to the left side. It was a fumble, made it a 3rd and 11, and now we have the same thing going on here. A 10-yard holding penalty puts them all the way back past the 30 at the past the 40 at the 41-yard line. And actually, it's a crackback block, so that's going to be a 15-yard penalty, actually. So it's 3rd and forever here. 3rd and 16, if you want to be precise. Instead of having it at the 12, they now have it at the 41. The Spoons will be in the gun for the first time tonight. DeWalt split out wide to the near. Dummermuth to the far. Rolling to his right, immediately under pressure. Rolling to his right, going to air it out downfield. Got DeWalt down the sideline, and it is incomplete. It is broken up last second. As I think he was the first to touch it, he went out of bounds. I think it might be illegal touching. In coverage on that play was Davian Orr. And DeWalt had him beat down the sideline. DeWalt, not really a guy that they go to a lot over the air. He has only 2 catches on the season. But I think this is, if what I saw is correct, it should be illegal touching is what this penalty is here at the, marked at the 32-yard line. They're discussing it here. It was on a 3rd and 16 from the Smith Center 41-yard line. And they're going to wave off the penalty flag instead. And it'll be 4th down and 16 on our first and one of very few pass attempts of this ballgame. As mentioned, Valley Heights only passes 11.7% of the time, and Smith Center only passes 0.07% of the time. And they'll go and punt this away. It's a shame because they had great field possession. They started it out with the ball at their own 42-yard line. Now they're going to have to boot it away. And back there to return is the ever-dangerous Luke Franklin. He's having himself a solid game so far. And here is the punt away. And it's a pretty good one. And he gets a good bounce. He does not, though. Bounce at the 4 and rolls into the end zone for a touchback. Clock stops at 10:59 left to go here in the second quarter. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screenings. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KMZA.
6-0 Smith Center with 10:59 to go in the second quarter. They have the ball back at their own 20-yard line after Valley Heights was forced to punt it away after a second down penalty. Here's a handoff up the middle, and Franklin has a first down, dragging Argon Brighton into the secondary all the way to the 34-yard line for a gain of 14. Tied for his longest run of the game. Mentioned Luke Franklin how good he's been all season, averaging 10 yards per carry coming into tonight. They're going to give him 13 at the 33-yard line. Getting that first down, he now has 55 yards on his 6 carries. Hutchinson, the sophomore quarterback, will take the snap on the far side. Standing straight up is Brent Wilson, the only person in the line of scrimmage doing that. Handoff up the middle, and Davian taken down by his legs. And a nice tackle up front. And who was that? That was Ben Argenbright. Nope, actually, correction. That was... Or did I have that right? Yep, I had that right. So, 2nd and 9 after the 1-yard carry from Davian. Their third leading rusher on this season for Smith Center, Benji Carr. is out with an injury. Hadn't really needed him. And here's a read option gone wrong and taken down for a loss is Luke Franklin. Now make it third down and long.
Franklin, the ball carrier, tackled for a loss.
Loss of two on the play makes it third and ten.
There's
9.5 now left to go in the quarter. Be a big stop if Valley Heights could hold right here, at least to a minimal gain, and force them to punt instead of maybe giving them enough yardage to think about possibly going for it. But with the ball at their own 32-yard line, they would have to be right up against the sticks in order for them to go for it at fourth down. You'd imagine. Hutchinson on the hard count. Hands it off at the middle. Damian hit at the line of scrimmage. Drags a couple defenders forward and falls ahead for a medium gain of 5. He'll make it 4th and 5. Well, after that carry from the 5'11", 195-pound senior, we'll see what they choose to do here. And it looks like they will go ahead and punt it away. Being DeWalt, the returner, and Fabian to punt it from their own 37-yard line. So Valley Heights, a huge stop after the Redmen stopped them. One-step punt. First bounce will be at the, we out of bounds at the 33-yard line, and man, I don't think that's a very good spot from the officials. It basically, the official marked it right where it went out of bounds instead of marking where it crossed the line in the air. So that'll save the Redmen a few yards here and put the Mustangs at their own 35.
35-yard line.
Big drive coming up for the Mustangs, hoping for the equalizer or even to take the lead here. District championship on the line. Both teams have already clinched a playoff spot in a home game next week, but they could clinch multiple home games in the playoffs if they're a number one seed. Going to his right, throwing on his back foot, and connection down the sideline at the 45, 40, 35, 30, cutting up the middle, and tackled from behind at the 25-yard line. A nice fake, and Spoons gets the big connection for 40 yards with Royce Ekstrom. That is Ekstrom's fifth catch of the year. Well, after that 40-yard gain, they are now at their opponent's 25-yard line. They're right back in business. Hoping for a mistake-free drive after a fumble on the first drive and a penalty in the second drive. Hoping to keep the momentum going here. 7:48 to go here in the second quarter. Spoons is under center. Inside handoff, Bigham, and nice arm tackle by Davian. Tough to do with Bigham standing at 6'1", 205. 3-yard gain for the Valley Heights fullback. That is his team-leading fifth carry for 19 yards. 45 yards on the ground so far for Valley Heights, and one pass play that's went for 40 yards. Spoons under center. Another handoff. Bigham has a hole, far side, 15-10. 5, trying to get in the end zone, and he is in! Touchdown, Valley Heights from 21 yards out. And for Bigham, that is his fifth rushing touchdown of the season. And we are tied 6-6. What a response by Valley Heights. And they will go for two to try to take the lead. And this will be a roll to the right side. Spoons trying to get to the pylon, and he's in. And Valley Heights takes the lead with 7:01 left to go here in the second quarter. Set aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
8-6, Valley Heights takes the lead here on Smith Center. 7-1 to go in the second quarter. Your score updates brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. And time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Got some score updates for you. Holton leads Jefferson West 20-0 with 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. After one quarter, we have Nemaha Central Sabetha 7-0. And it's on by kick, but able to dive on it is the Redman. That was Parker Hutchinson trying to catch him off guard. Instead, they'll have good field position at the Smith Center 42-yard line. Other scores for you. Troy leading Riverside 6-0. Royal Valley leads Perry the Compton 8-0 after one quarter. And how about Axtell? They are rolling past Donovan West 40-0 with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Unbelievable stuff from the Eagles, who are on their way to going 8-0 once again and continuing the longest streak active in Kansas. Here's a fumble, and Valley Heights has it. Returned by the Wolf, and they whistle. Did they whistle the play dead? Nobody's going. And down the sideline, he is in for the touchdown. Everybody stopped, or did they whistle the play dead? And Cody Trimble, I think, is mad because I think they did blow the play dead all the way back at the 40-yard line. I don't know why they would have blown the play dead. It popped out into the air and right in the arms of DeWall, and he streaked down the sideline. That should be a touchdown. But everybody stopped because I think the official blew the whistle. Officials are talking about it. I think the rule on the play is actually he's down, but I'm not quite sure where they would have marked him down at because they blew the play dead. We'll see what happened. I think the turnover is going to stand, though. Valley Heights will get the ball. It's just a matter of where they will get the ball. I think the fans are finally starting to realize what actually happened on the field here. You hear some boos being thrown the officials' way. And see where they mark him. They're going to say the play is dead for some reason at the 42-yard line. Or maybe did they say that play didn't happen?
What? That's bullcrap.
And it looks like they're going to say it's Smith Center ball. Maybe I think they're saying that play didn't happen. So they're going to say that play was negated. So it's still Smith Center football. That play didn't happen.
First down? First
down. So that play did not happen. It's still first and 10. No, they're going to say it did happen. They're going to say it's second and 10. Maybe they said he was down. I really don't know what happened just now. The officials did such a terrible job of explaining what happened. Here's a run to the left side for Luke Franklin after that wild play. I cannot understand what in the world just happened. So at first it looked like it was a fumble for Jaden DeWall for a touchdown, but then the officials, I guess, blew the play dead, but for some reason that down counted. That's just a terrible job by the officiating crew taking care of that, but either way, they're going to say that it's 3rd and 5 at the 36-yard line, 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. Takes a snap, run right side, Franklin tripped up and taken down. Fantastic job by the leading tackler on the team, Gavin Crowder, the sophomore. And it'll be fourth down and five. We'll see what they decide to do here. If they decide to go for it or punt it, they are going to go ahead and punt it away. At least they're bringing out their special teams. And DeWalt is back to punt. And as Mike Tirico said, Valley Heights deserves to have the football, and they do. Here is the delayed punt, a little bit of a hesitation there from Davian. Return on the run with a flag on the play at the 25 to the 30 and taking out of bounds at the 32-yard line. 4:41 left to go here in the second quarter. So keep an eye out on that flag that was thrown, unless that was just supposed to be the bean bag, but it looked like it was the actual yellow flag, which may be the official mistake for his beanbag, which I think is the case, because they're going to say that's first down and 10 for Valley Heights from their own 33-yard line. Okay, Jaden DeWald is the tailback. Make him the fullback. And Spoons will be under center. Be a handoff up the middle for Bigham, and that will be a gain of three and make it second and seven. That is the seventh carry of the game at that 21-yard rushing touchdown on the Valley Heights last drive. Valley Heights hoping to add on to their lead. It currently sits at 8-6 as your score is brought to you by Phone House, Auto House, and Fairview. Same formation in the eye. And off right side for the tailback to Waltz. Breaking a couple tackles, staying upright, and taking all the way right to the sticks. It'll be a gain of six. And that will make it third down and one. That is Jaden DeWalt's just third carry of the game. Did have that fumble that was charged to him on the bad pitch on the first drive of the ball game. And they're going to give him the first down. I don't know. They're not even going to bring up the sticks on this one. Kind of surprised. They're going to give it to Valley Heights. Not really going to make up for what the officials took away from the Mustangs. That was a touchdown on the center's last drive. There was a fumble. DeWalt took for a touchdown, but it was waved off, and they just called it, I guess they called him down on contact. I think that's what they did end up calling, but of course we'll never know. Take handoff, front of the right side. It's dumped off to Caden Dummermuth, and he's crossed midfield out of bounds at the 48-yard line near the first down marker. They're going to say he's maybe a yard short or maybe right on the line again. That'll be a gain of nine, Caden Dummermuth with the reception. Carson Spoons with his second completion of the ball game. Two for three for 49 yards for the senior transfer quarterback from Eureka High School. Second and one, QB sneak, and he has a first down and a lot more all the way to the 41-yard line. That'll be a gain of seven. And he got a face mask against Smith Center to boot. Head on top of that. As Spoots. Fourth carry of the game.
5 yards.
First penalty of the game against the Redmen. 136 yards of total offense for Valley Heights so far compared to Smith Center's 93. Mustangs are averaging 5.4 yards per carry. So first and 10 from the Smith Center 35-yard line and jumping off sides. That's going to be five more penalty yards. That one coming from Michael Friedendahl, the 6'5", 280-pound freshman. And I guess technically the correct call would be encroachment, since he made contact with Spencer Lees, the 200-pound senior center. 2:54 and counting left to go here in the second quarter, trying to get another score before the end of the half. Quick throw on a lateral to Dummermuth, makes the catch to the 30, to the 25, and taking that out of bounds to the 24. And looks like that's going to be enough for a first down, maybe? Looks like it. Pitch and catch of 6 yards. And they will move the chains. First Mustang with multiple catches is Caden Numbermuth, who was not listed as a starter. Mentioned that Logan Gray left this game with a injury. He is on the sideline at the moment. By the way, Drake Slifer, who also left the game with an injury, is back in there at right tackle. Great to see him back in there. Didn't look like it was anything too serious. It was a little bit of a limp for both of the two players. Under center is Spoons. Big handoff, rolling to his right under pressure, throws far side, just throws it away with the outside the tackle box. There's nobody in the area. And looks like they're not going to throw the flag. I think the Smith center sideline is wanting the flag, but they're not going to get it. So go down as an incompletion, make it 2nd and 10. Ball at the Smith Center 24-yard line with 2:13 to go. 8-6, Valley Heights with a 2-point lead here in essentially the district championship. Smith Center. Once again, hand off right side to Waltz. Making a man miss, gets the 20 in, and flag is going to come in late for a personal foul. Taken down at the 19-yard line, be a gain of 5 plus the 15. The officials will talk this over.
Franklin, it will be stopped.
The face mask, and it will be half the distance to the goal.
Face mask.
So the Mustangs are in the red zone for the first time tonight after getting a 21-yard rushing touchdown on their last drive and having to punt on their previous two drives. They are going to take the snap from the 9-yard line. Here we go, first and goal. Pitch right side to all runs into his own man, bounces off of him, and trying to fall forward. And he gets to the 5, so a gain of 4. And at what point, if you're Smith Center, do you possibly use your timeouts to try to keep some more time on the clock for a chance for a rebuttal? They're going to let this clock roll. And if I'm head coach Cody Trimble, which, by the way, he's 12-13 and coming into this game, so a win would put him at 500 for his third year at the helm. I would be milking this clock as much as possible. Instead, they're already set in the gun, empty backfield. Quick pass on a slant, it tipped it, it's intercepted in the back of the end zone through the hands of Dormuth and into the arms of the Redmen. What a turn of events. It'll be Smith Center football. They will be down by 2 with the football with 1:21 left to go. What a mistake by the Valley Heights Mustangs. Kind of been the thread for the afternoon. That was Keegan McKenzie with the pick, the 6'5", 190-pound senior cornerback. So they'll get it at the 20-yard line with 1:21 to go. So here we go. It'll be Hutchinson who'll be in the gun with 3 receivers split out, 2 to the near, 1 to the far, and Franklin in the backfield. He's going to step up. It'll be a design quarterback run. He's hit at the line of scrimmage by Argon Bright up high and Crowder down low for a medium gain. I don't know about that play call there. You got to put it in the air if you're head coach Mike Rogers. Instead, it's a gain of 4 with 1 minute now left to go. From the 24-yard line, here is a delayed handoff right side, tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Ankle tackle that time from Creighton Smith. First time calling his name tonight. He has his 22nd tackle of the season. Gain of 1. So it's now 3rd down and 5 after that 1-yard gain. With just 30 seconds left, looks like they're going to be satisfied with taking a 2-point deficit into the locker room here. They are taking their sweet time. Really surprised that Smith Center not running any passing plays here. And now a timeout's going to be called by Smith Center, it looks like, and it will be. So for Valley Heights, it's been all about the mistakes of the fumble early on. It ended up giving them a third and long. They were unable to convert. They had to punt it away. They had, on their second drive of the game, a penalty that backed them up, made it a third and long. They couldn't convert. And then an interception in the red zone on their last possession going into the break, but they still somehow have an 8-6 lead against one of the best programs in the 1A ranks in Smith Center. So an impressive feat considering where the team was a year ago. That was just barely able to scrape out multiple wins in 2022. And they bring in Carson Spoons from Eureka High School, and what a big impact he's made offensively and defensively as well. Talking about his defensive stats, he, as of right now, has 56 tackles, 5 tackles for loss, 3 picks, and 2 defensive touchdowns. He leads the team in tackles for losses, interceptions, and is the only player on the team with a defensive touchdown. So what a playmaker the 6'1", 200-pound senior has been. Unfortunately, though, he does have the interception here in this one. And it should have been a touchdown because that was right through the hands of Caden Dummermuth. So 14 seconds left on a 3rd and 5. Three back set with Hutchinson taking the snap. And here we go. The handoff right side, and he'll get the first down and makes the tackle onto the 35 and take it down to the 38-yard line. They'll be gaining a 13 with 4.3 seconds left. And the clock stops. And there'll be probably one more play left from scrimmage, and a timeout is called by Smith Center right after the play was down. So just a reminder that our halftime show is coming up. It's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll get you caught up with all the scores around the area. I don't think there are going to be very many that are at halftime like we will be. This game is blazing by. We're barely 50 minutes into this ball game. Got our senior night festivities before the game as well, but it'll be probably a pretty decently long halftime, about 20 minutes or so, and then we'll get back to second half action here from Blue Rapids, Kansas. Again, the winner of this one will be the number one seed in the district. Take on the district crown, and we'll take on the loser of the other ball game happening. See who that was again. Pulling up the scenarios here. It's the loser of Whitewater, Remington, and Belle Plaine. That game is at Belle Plaine. And the loser of this game, Valley Heights Smith Center, will take on the winner of that game. But either way, both of these two teams will be hosting ball games next week in the district round of the 2023 playoffs. Now a timeout for the call by head coach Cody Trimble of Valley Heights. Looking at the schedule, the full schedule for next week, well, Buncee has the 3 seed locked down already. They're going to get the loser of Sedgwick at Marion. The winner of that will be, or excuse me, the loser of that will be the number 2 seed out of District 6. The winner of that one will win the district. And as for the 4 seed in our district, that will be determined by the winner of Republic County at Sacred Heart. And the winner of that game will take on the winner of Sedgwick at Marion. So that's your schedule for next week. As for the games that are going on, well, there's only one game that's going on that I have mentioned in this district, and well, it's a non-district game. It's Wabunsee. They're at Horton as they finished 2-2 in district play. Valley Heights beat them handily 64-26 last week. Talked about Jane DeWalt and Carson Spoons combining for almost 400 yards on the ground and 7 rushing touchdowns in that win. Something that head coach Cody Trimble did not expect. Certainly welcomed it, though. So here we go, 4.3 seconds left. Smith Center has it at their own 38-yard line. One more play before the half. It's rather they score or they don't. And Hutchinson is going to do a delayed handoff left side to Franklin. He gets the midfield to the 49. That's going to be taken down. So a solid, modest gain of 13, and that is how the first half will come to a close. So Valley Heights, again, it's all about the mistakes, both by themselves and one very costly mistake by the officials. We'll talk about it. We'll recap the first half and more coming up on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our ag lending department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Halftime here at Blue Rapids with the home team, the Valley Heights Mustangs, leading the Smith Center Redmen in a district champion to the district championship 8-6. Is our score here so far. Pretty, wouldn't say uneventful, but in terms of the scoreboard, it certainly is. Let's take a look at our scoring summary, starting off with Smith Center. It was Jason Dabian getting the first score of the game, a 2:40 to go in the opening quarter. It was a 2-yard rushing touchdown on a 64-yard drive. It was their opening drive of the ball game. Their PAT, obviously, was no good. Valley Heights before that, and their first drive of the ball game, they were unable to score because they had a fumble on a pitch to the left side on a 2nd and 8, made it a 3rd and 11, and they were unable to score. On Valley Heights' second drive of the ball game, they were unable to score because of a 2nd down penalty that backed them way back all the way to the 41-yard line when they got down to the 12-yard line after a medium-sized gain from Jason Bigham. They had to punt it away to Smith Center, which Valley Heights then was able to respond with a stop, and then Valley Heights, they scored their first touchdown of the ball game on a 21-yard rushing touchdown from Jason Bigham that was set up on a 40-yard pass play from Carson Spoons to Royce Ekstrom that was down the near sideline for the touchdown with 7:01 left to go in the second quarter. Then with about 5 minutes left in the second quarter, a wild play on the first play from scrimmage for, not first play from scrimmage, but the first play from a fresh set of downs, if you will. Smith Center ran up the middle with Franklin, and he clearly lost the football. It popped up into the air, into the arms of Jaden DeWalt. He streaked down the sideline with what appears to be a touchdown for Valley Heights. That would have put them up at least 14-6 and not 16-6, but it was called back. Not only did they say the play was dead after the fumble, they said that, I guess, that he was down on contact, I think. We're still not quite sure what happened, but they said that there was no gain. They put it back at the 42-yard line, but they did have to punt. They were not able to get another first down, and Valley Heights got the ball back for one last time before the half. They were able to march down the field. They got pretty close, all the way down to the 9-yard line, but then tragedy struck when Carson Spoons was picked off by Tegan McKenzie from Smith Center, the 6'5", 190-pound senior, on a pass that was right through the hands of Caden Dumbermuth, who had 2 receptions prior in that possession. That was with 1:21 left to go, and that basically ended the half with Smith Center not able to do anything on the following drive that led us to our halftime break. So, a wild game here so far that's resulted in a score of just 8-6, which is about what we expected considering what Smith Center does, what Valley Heights does. They both run 85%+ of the time, and we've certainly seen that with Valley Heights passing 3 times and Smith Center not passing a single time, despite getting the ball back at the 20-yard line with 1:21 left to go and a chance to score and take the lead going into the half and really gain some momentum. But instead, they decide to just tuck it and be satisfied with a two-point deficit going into the break. Smith Center will get the ball out of the half as well, so maybe that was kind of a partial factor in that decision as well from head coach Mike Rogers, who is a first-year head coach. And we will see how that all unfolds with Redmond being able to get the first possession of that second half with Parker Hutchinson, Luke Franklin, Jason Dabian doing all of the work as of right now for the Smith Center offense. Go ahead and step aside for a break. Once again, our score, it's 8-6 here on our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holtel?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have, so it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Valley Heights leads at home in their district championship against Smith Center. Jarrett Slubby back with you, and it's been a fun one so far. A lot of events going on in terms of some mistakes on one end, and the officiating getting involved with some of those mistakes as well. And it's been a defensive battle in the end that has gotten us to our score here so far. Let's take a look at our stats from the opening 24 minutes, starting off with the Redmond. And how about Luke Franklin? Pretty solid half of football from the 6'1 senior, although not nearly as productive as he normally is. He's normally averaging 10 yards per carry, but here he has 13 carries for 85 yards, so right around a little under 7 yards per carry so far in his day. Jason Dabian has the touchdown on the day for Smith Center. He has 8 carries for 29 yards. As for their quarterback, Parker Hutchinson, he has 2 carries for just 10 yards. And as for Valley Heights, they've been spreading the ball a lot more than, I was going to say a lot more than Smith Center has, but not that much more. As 4 ball carriers, but 2 pass catchers. Starting off with Case and Bigham, he leads the team in carries and rushing yards with 7 and 44 respectively. He has a 21-yard rushing touchdown as well. 5 carries for 18 yards for the tailback, Jaden DeWalt. Carson Spoons has 4 carries for 31 yards, including a 17-yard gain. Logan Gray has 2 carries for 3 yards, as well. Carson Spoons, over the air, he is 3 for 6 with 55 passing yards and an interception. Royce Ekstrom has a 40-yard reception, and Cade Numbermuth, he has 2 receptions for 15 yards. Looking at the team stats, Valley Heights has outgained Smith Center 151-124. And of course, for Smith Center, all of those coming on the ground. 5.4 yards per carry compared to 5.3 yards per carry for Valley Heights. So just barely getting past the Mustangs in that category. 23 for 124 for the Redmen and 18 for 96 for Valley Heights. And as for the turnover battle, well, right now it's +1 for Smith Center because of the interception. Should be even, though, with that fumble that was whistled back on the touchdown from Jaden DeWalt that was nullified. And in terms of penalties, 2 for 20 penalty yards for Smith Center and 1 penalty for 15 yards for Valley Heights, and that was a big one. As mentioned, that kind of stopped that second drive of the game for the Mustangs after they were approaching the red zone. Let's step aside for another break, and we will come back with some of the scores from the area, and then after that we'll have one more break and have your keys to the second half. Once again, it's your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Our score, Valley Heights 8, Smith Center 6, here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
92.1 FM KMZA.
8-6, Valley Heights leads Smith Center here on the Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Let's take a look at some scores from across our area. Jefferson County North, the latest we have from them is they have a 24-0 lead over Mission Valley at the end of the first quarter. Looking at some other scores, we have Troy leading Riverside 14-0 at the half. St. Mary's, they are blowing out McLeod 47-0. What a great start of the season it was for McLeod, starting to crumble before them after losing to Oskaloosa last week. 7-0, Nemaw Central leads Sabetha in the 1 versus 2 in Class 2A. That one from Sabetha. Also, in our area, we have, let's see, Lynn and Blue Valley. Randolph, about this one. This is a fun one so far. The Rams are leading Lynn 28-22 midway through the second quarter. So a shootout in that one for the final spot in that district. We also have Marysville currently trailing 27-0 as they are, the Bulldogs are playing Clay Center. Also, Clifton Clyde, they are leading Bennington 14-12. Latest on that one is after the first quarter. Same thing for Atchison and Wyandotte, with Atchison leading 42-0. Holton, they are up 41-0 at halftime over Jefferson West. Centralia leads Pleasant Ridge 22-7 there in the second quarter, and that one's latest we have there. 16-8, Frankfurt, they are leading Hanover. That is after one quarter of action. And actually, no, that was halftime score as well. So those, both teams went scoreless in the second quarter. We'll go and step aside for one more break. We'll have keys to the second half and kick off was once again our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
And we are getting ready for our second half of action between Valley Heights and Smith Center with the Mustangs up 8-6 and was essentially a district championship with a winner taking home the plaque and getting number one seed in the district. We'll take a look at some keys to the second half for the Valley Heights offense. It's to limit those mistakes. I mentioned had the fumble. He had the key penalty, and he had, of course, the interception in the red zone that kind of defined what the offense has done in this first half. They've been able to get down into good positions, but when they have been able to get close, they have not been able to capitalize and made some boneheaded mistakes. Got to clean those up. As for the defense, they have got to ride the momentum that they've garnered early in, or actually midway through, actually even technically at the end of the first quarter, with that first drive for Smith Center lasting almost all of the first quarter. But throughout the second quarter, the defense really stepped up, got a couple of big-time stops. Got to keep that going and keep that defensive line clogging those holes that were so wide for Luke Franklin and Jason Dabian in the first quarter on their first drive. So got to clog up those holes here in half number two. Well, as mentioned, it'll be Valley Heights kicking away to Smith Center to start this second half. Maybe why they were a little bit hesitant to try to get a drive going after they intercepted Carson Spoots. So we will see the Smith Center offense first, and it will be Ben Argenbright doing the kicking for the Stangs. It'll be their first, actually their second kickoff of the game. It'll be Brant Wilson and Luke Wilson, or Luke Franklin back to return, but it says it's going to be a short kick to Dabian, and he breaks tackle, gets to the past midfield. I'm not quite sure what they were doing there, trying to kick to, instead of avoiding kicking to one athlete, they kicked to another that was about 25 yards shorter. So Smith Center, they get the ball in plus territory and start right out of the chute. Talking about the mistakes from Valley Heights, they continue, this time on special teams. So from the Valley Heights 49-yard line, Parker Hutchinson, the sophomore quarterback, only got two carries. It's more of a pathway to one of the three backs that'll get a carry here. And almost looked like a false start. It was a low snap. It was a fumble, but he picks it up and runs it, and he's got a first down. Although he's close to it, I think they are going to give him the first down, gain of 10. What improvisation from the sophomore quarterback after a low snap, decided to just take it himself. I don't even think that was the design, but it looked to me like Jason Dabian, he started before the ball was snapped. Eleven and a half to go, 30 seconds already gone after that first play from scrimmage. Hutchinson takes a snap, hands it off, right side Dabian, and plunges his way forward for a gain of three. Lost the striker, Gavin Crowder on the tackle. Gavin Crowder mentioned how huge he's been for this linebacking core. He wasn't even the starter going into the season, but now he's their leading tackler as a 5'8", 155-pound sophomore. Imagine what he can do with a little bit of size gained in the weight room during the offseason. He will be somebody that BVL opponents and district opponents will fear for years to come. Run left side, Franklin gets past one man and into the secondary. First down once again all the way to the 17-yard line. That'll be a gain of, actually I had the markers wrong there, not the 17, the 27-yard line, a gain of 9. put out wide to the far side is Tegan McKenzie. He had that interception in the end zone at the end of the first half. Take hand off keeper Hutchinson, and flag thrown into the mix there after a gain of a couple. Clock stops, and it'll be a hold against Smith Center. First penalty of the second half. A go against the Redmen. This is their third penalty of the game. And we'll see where they give them the ball. This is a spot of ball foul. It'll be at the 35-yard line. First down marker at the 17. So it'll be first and 18. With 10:15 to go here in the third quarter. 8-6 Valley Heights still our score. Now they actually backed up to the 37. So it'll be first and 20. Clock continues to roll once again. Hutchinson takes a snap, hand off Franklin up the middle, and not much of a gain. Argan Bright, he has had a fantastic game today, so has Gavin Crowder. He was also in on the tackle. And so was Spencer Lees. Not listed as a starter, but in the ball game at the moment. That defensive tackle. That one goes for a 1 yard gain for Franklin. That's his 15th carry of the game. He's gone for 95 yards. The second and 19. From the 36-yard line. Another handoff. Franklin right side this time. He gets hit driving a defender forward, and then a pile drives it back. But medium gain of about 4 yards. That's not going to do him too much good. Make it third and 15. We'll give him 3 yards. Ball at the 33-yard line. Again, he needs to get to the 17, so it's third down and 16.
It's touchdown.
See if they maybe put it to the air here for the first time today. Haven't seen it yet. Only 5 completions on the year for Hutchinson. It's a pitch to the right side instead. And a hold is not called on the right side. Looks like it was a hold. He gets on the sideline. He has a first down and more into the red zone on the 10-yard line, near the 10-yard line. And they are in the red zone. A missed holding call as Brant Wilson was holding. But he's marked down at the 13 for a gain of 20. And that was where the play was going to, so it did affect the play. Not quite first and goal. As mentioned, it's at the 13. Make it the 12, so gain a 21. And that is Smith Center's longest run of the game. .806 and counting left to go in quarter number 3, already almost halfway through. Fake handoff. No, it was a handoff. Up the middle for Davian. And he'll mark him down at the 8-yard line for a gain of 4. So Valley Heights trying to collect themselves once again. Smith Center's second time in the red zone here tonight. Their first time they cashed in on a 2-yard rushing touchdown from Jason Davian. Of course, their lone score of the game, with it being 8-6 still. And now we have hit the halfway mark here in this third quarter. Hutchinson takes a snap. Fake handoff keeper. Left side gets hit, and he'll be taken down by a trio of Mustangs at the 6-yard line for a gain of 2. It'll be third down and medium.
Hutchinson.
Third and 4 to be precise. Third and 4 from the 6. Need to get to the 2. So 7 minutes to go. Big time play right here. Got to keep it a nice short distance and not get him too close to the 6 for fourth down should they get a stop here. Trying to get one player away from the line of scrimmage as McKenzie is split out to the right side. Hutchinson, the snap. Pitch, right side. Franklin And he is undercut right near the sticks. Might be maybe a yard short. I think they are going to say he is just a yard shy. So gain of 3. They'll make it 4th and 1 from the 3-yard line. Very similar to the first, their one score of the game. They had a 4th and 2, or a 4th and 1 from the 2-yard line. Now they have a 4th and 1 from the 3-yard line. Here we go. Same formation. Takes a snap from the far side hash, hand off up the middle, and it's close to the second effort, and Davian dives, and does he get across? No, he's just short, but he gets the first down. So he's first and goal. Gavin Crowder is jogging off the field. I think he thought that he stopped him. I think he thought that they got the stop, but no. It is a first down after a gain of 2 to get down the 1-yard line. The first and goal from the 1. 5.5 now left to go. This is still the opening drive of the quarter. And handoff left side. Franklin diving, and he is across the goal line for the touchdown. And Smith Center takes the lead for the first time since it was 6-0. And Jason Davian with his second rushing touchdown of the game. They will go for 2 to try to make this a full 1-touchdown lead. Hutchinson, fake pitch, keeps it himself, trying to go the middle, and Crowder says, no, not today. And it'll stay 12-8. But a 1-yard rushing touchdown from Jason Davian gives to the center of the lead. We'll be back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete 1 class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
The center now with a 12-8 lead over Valley Heights here in the Class 1A District 5 Championship. As your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. A 49-yard drive kept off by a 1-yard rush touchdown for Jason Davian, his second of the game. Here's the kickoff, a line drive, and it's going to roll all the way to the 8-yard line. It's touched up by Jaden DeWalt. Might have been able to go out of bounds if he doesn't touch it. Now he's running. He's going to pitch it. Very dangerous play. Now it's loose. It's on the ground. Who has it? Does Smith Center have it? It's near the end zone. It's a touchdown for Smith Center. What a mistake for Valley Heights. As the mistakes continue to pile up, that is Brady Davian who dives on it. Jaden DeWalt decided to pitch it at the 3-yard line instead of touching it, or it's trying to return it, but he honestly didn't even need to return it. It might have went out of bounds. And those are the kind of mistakes that decide ball games right there. They will go for 2 after the wild play out of the kickoff return. So they'll go for 2 from the middle. It'll be a pitch, left side. Franklin gets hit once, twice, diving, and he is in, but a flag is down. See what that's about. 5:05 left to go. So that was somehow a 19-second play on the kickoff return. Jaden DeWald has mentioned that he couldn't just let that roll all the way out of bounds. Instead, he picked it up at the 8-yard line. He ran backwards to the 3 and lateraled it to his teammate. It was dropped and dove on the end zone. And it was Brady Davian, the 6'3", 200-pound sophomore, dove on it for Smith Center.
Illegal block in the back.
There'll be a block in the back for Smith Center, so they'll try the 2-point conversion again.
Well, that's a penalty, and they'll try it again.
Another attempt here from Smith Center after the wild play. Yeah. 18-8 is our score at the moment, still waiting for the 2-point conversion. It will take place from the 13-yard line. And big handoff, roll to the right, looking to throw as Hutchinson fires over the middle. He got a man, and it's too far out in front of his intended target, and it's incomplete. 18-8, our score, 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Let's take a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
So after the dust settles, it's 18-8 in favor of Smith Center. After the special teams error from Valley Heights, it was Jaden DeWalt who recovered the kickoff at the 8-yard line right near the out-of-bounds marker. And he ended up running backwards to the 3, lateral it to his teammate who was in the end zone. He fumbled it, and it was dove on by Brady Davian in the end zone for the touchdown. And that was after the center had a almost 7-minute drive put together that resulted in a 1-yard rushing touchdown by Jason Davian. But what a momentum swing after it was 8-6 at the half. It's now 18-8. Line drive kick now will be returned by Ekstrom at the 30-yard line. He gets to the 37, and that's where he'll be taken down. 5 minutes exactly left in this third quarter. Still plenty of football left to be played, but now Valley Heights is playing without the momentum.
Yeah.
And the mistakes just continue to pile up and pile up and pile up. Started out with the fumble in the first quarter on the first drive of the game. They dove on it, but it was for a loss, and it stymied their drive. And then they had the penalty on a second down play that was near the red zone. They backed them up, and that ended their drive. And then the interception, of course, in the end zone towards the end of the second quarter. And now a flag, and we got another encroachment against Smith Center. That is already their third penalty of the half. They had two in the first half, and that's going to make it first down and 5. So waiting for the first play from scrimmage for Valley Heights. Been a minute. Here we go. Swings under center in the I formation. Quick throw near side. Caught by Gray. 45-50. Gets hit and taken down at the 47-yard line.
Gray
with his first reception of the ball game after getting at the 34-yard line. Gets it all the way to the 47. And 19. And a quick throw to the outside is incomplete, trying to go right back to Logan Gray. That is his 8th pass attempts of the ball game already. And if they continue to play from behind, they might need to continue to have him throw the ball more, but they have been pretty effective on the ground, over 5 yards a carry. They're going to continue to have Gray on the far side, and he'll be in a slot out there wide. It'll be Max Shanks. Royce Ekstrom is on the end of the scrimmage on the near side, but he's in a three-point stance. High formation, DeWalt the tailback, Bigham the fullback. Quarterback sneak left side and trying to drive the linebacker core forward, and he'll be taken down for a four-yard gain. And Smith Center, not quite sure what their sideline was too thrilled about. That's a pretty solid gain there for the senior quarterback for Valley Heights.
Third and six.
To make it third and six. Again, that was a quick little incomplete pass on a first down. So they still got some work to do here. I would imagine this is probably four down territory with them being at the just center 43-yard line, but it could be wrong. Pitch right side to Wall. He's got some blockers. He gets a nice block, 40-yard line. He's beautiful block by Cason Bigham. He's out at the 36. And it looks like he's got enough for the first down. Oh, it's close. They might have to actually bring out the sticks. Nope, they are going to move the sticks. So gain of 7-4 to Walt, and once again, Cason Bigham with a fantastic lead block on the right side on the end of the line of scrimmage. They sweep the play to the near side. It was the short side of the field. Royce Ekstrom was there as well, and Drake Slifer, the right tackle, also helping out on that play. 3:54 to go, third quarter, 18-8, Smith Center leading Valley Heights, under center, Spoons. Take hand off to Bigham, keep right side Spoons, and he'll get a pretty solid gain of six. Didn't look like much, but ended up getting six out of that one. The second and four from the Smith Center 31-yard line. 3.5 and counting. District championship. Both these teams are 3-0 in district play, 6-1 on the regular season. Hoping for more than just one or maybe two home playoff games. They could get three if some things break their way as the number one seed in the district. Big handoff, driving back to pass to Spoons. He'll fire over the middle. He's got a man there, and it's going to be just shy of Max Shanks in the end zone and incomplete. That was a good attempt. It was off his back foot. He floated it out there. Shanks had his man beat down the field. That was Tegan McKenzie who had that interception. And it will be third down and four. And I don't mind that at all. I mean, considering it was second and manageable. Now it's third and manageable. You still have two downs to pick up the first and move the chains. So head coach Cody Trimble being pretty aggressive here in this drive, their opening drive of this third quarter, knowing that they're not going to get a whole lot of drives for the rest of the ball game, the way Smith Center likes to run the football. Spoons under center, tight formation, nobody split out. Three backs, handoff. Logan Gray gets the carry, hits a man in the line of scrimmage, he's taken down for a gain of just one. Logan Gray's first carry since the second drive of the first half. He left the game with a leg injury, but gets the carry here. And they'll say it's fourth and three, or maybe a long two. Nice stop by the Smith Center defensive line. And they are going to go for it from the 30. Need to get to the 27. Here we go. Same formation. Three back set. Nobody out wide. Inside handoff. Bigham lowers the shoulder. Loses the football. Smith Center's on it. Either way, they get the football. And that was a fourth down. Davian Orr with the recovery. That is their second turnover of the ball game. Smith Center leads the turnover battle 2-0, and Smith Center's momentum continues after that failed possession by Valley Heights. They'll get the ball at the 24-yard line. Again, that was Davian Orr with the recovery. 2:52 left to go here in the third quarter. And now the Redmen have a chance to waste a lot of clock. We mentioned that first drive of the second half for Smith Center went nearly 7 minutes. And if they do that here, that'll give Valley Heights the football back with about 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And if they do score, it'd be hard to come back from three possessions down with just 8 minutes left in the game as we're waiting for the officials here, not quite sure what. Now we have a clock issue, it appears. They're going to say 3 minutes exactly is where we need to be. Either way, Case Bigham, even if he did fumble that football, he was not going to get that first down. There's Jaden DeWalt. He only has 6 carries in this ball game. He's been by far the most effective back this season. As here is a handoff up the middle. Flag coming in from behind the play from the head official. It's a gain of 7 for the moment. From Parker Hutchinson, the sophomore quarterback. We'll see if it stands, though. It looks like it will not. Looks like it'll be yet another penalty from Smith Center. Smith Center's penalties haven't quite hurt them too much here tonight, because that's their 6th of the game. Push them back to the 15-yard line. And now make it 1st and 20 once again. 1st and 19. Need to get to the 24 for a first down. So, yep, 1st and 19. Hutchinson hands it off up the middle, and Franklin dives ahead to near the 20. He'll be spotted at the 19, so gain of 5. They had a 3rd and 15 on their last drive, and they were able to pick up a 1st down on a run to the far side that was on a missed holding call by Brent Wilson. Brent Wilson had a hold on one of the Valley Heights defenders. He got around the side and took it for a 1st down, and as mentioned, they capitalized with a score. 2 minutes and counting left to go in quarter number 3. As mentioned, it's 18-8. Smith Center leads Valley Heights. It's your scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. Big handoff, Hutchinson looking to pass, going to throw over the middle, got a man streaking down the side, it is incomplete, through the hands of Brant Wilson, broken up by Carson Spoons, who is a linebacker at midfield is where that play was broken up at, and that is the first pass attempt of the ball game, other than a 2-point conversion pass attempt. Does not go down in the books, though, as a completion, or a true pass attempt, that is. The Smith Center trying to capitalize off the fumble recovery after the 4th down stop. It is 3rd and 15. Actually, 3rd and 14 with the ball at the... No, it is 3rd and 15. Ball at their own 19-yard line. Valley Heights needing a stop right here. Taking off pitch right side, and Franklin loses it. It's on the turf, and it's picked up by Franklin, but he's going to be taken down all the way inside the 15. Back at the 14-yard line, so a loss of 5. And very fortunate for Smith Center that they get the ball back. They got some big-time breaks on some of their fumbles. Mentioned the one with 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter where the officials blew the play dead when it was a clear fumble. It was returned by Jaden DeWalt for a touchdown, but it got negated. Brought all the way back, and that is a play that we will look back at for this game if Valley Heights falls on the wrong side of the scoreboard. They're going to go ahead and punt it away, 4th and 20. DeWalt, with 1:02 left, is standing at their own 48-yard line awaiting the punt, and it's not going to get near that. It goes out of bounds at the 40-yard line of Smith Center, and that's where they'll spot the ball. And once again, the officials are not spotting the ball correctly on these punts. They're spotting him where the ball goes out of bounds instead of where it crosses the line. It was in one of the Smith Center's hands, out of bounds at the 40, so he should have had it maybe at the 37, 36-yard line instead of the 40. The second time they've done that tonight, 56.7 seconds left as the clock stops in the third quarter. Opportunity here for the Stags. After they returned away their last drive, need a touchdown here. Down 18-8. Far side hash, Spoons under center. High formation. Ekstrom split out wide to the near side. Gray in the slot. Rolling to his right, looking to throw over the middle. Throwing into pressure and way over the head of his intended target. Into double coverage. Parker Hutchinson and Davian Orr were the intended targets, and he was immediately under duress. And it's his 4th pass attempt of this half. In 10th of the game, he's 4 for 10 with 74 passing yards and the interception. The second and 10 from the 40-yard line. And I think a broken down play, and Spence is going to go down for a big-time loss. The snap wasn't very good. He's taken all the way back at the 45-yard line for a 5-yard loss. 52.2 seconds left in the third quarter. Clock is stopped. There it goes back once again. So after that discombobulated play, a loss of 5 makes it 3rd and 15. So Smith Center on the brink of getting yet another stop in their own territory. Shanks has split out wide to the far side. Gray is in the slot. Bigham is also out there as well. DeWalt is to Spoons the media right. In the gun, takes a snap, looking to throw, spinning the football, rolling to his right, the short side of the field, looking across his body. He gets hit. He's going to be taken out of bounds for a gain of about 5, getting back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a couple extra after that. They'll say he was out the 38-yard line, so a gain of 7 for Spoons, his fourth carry of this half. It'll be 4th down and 8. Decision time for third-year head football coach Cody Trimble of the Valley Heights Mustangs. This is not a team that averages a ton of yards per play. And they don't play from behind very often. Only had to do that once this year. That was in week 1 against Centralia, where they failed to come from behind. They were behind most of the game, were unable to get their offense going, much similar to what's going on here today. Hoping to rewrite that. They'll go with the same formation, and they will go ahead and run this play. 4th and 8. Here we go. 15.2 seconds left. Low snap. Picks it up. Looking far side. Throws over the middle. Got a man, and it is caught by Gray, and he's on the run, and he is gone. Touchdown, Valley Heights on a 4th and 8 from the 38-yard line. What a play. Logan Gray with his second reception of the game, and a monster one at that. And Valley Heights is back on the board, and they have new life in this ballgame. Just a quick slant over the middle, hitting Gray in stride to get past a couple of defenders. A beautiful extending catch, a tough one to make. And the 6-foot, 160-pound junior scat back puts the Mustangs back within 4. Trying to get within 2 with a 2-point conversion here. Hand off to Bigham. He's stripped up. Is he across? Yes, he is for the 2. So it's 18-16, a 2-point ball game with 7.7 seconds left here in the third quarter. Let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
This has been to decide a district championship in Class 1A, District Number 5, 18-16. Now our score, with Valley Heights scoring a touchdown and a quick slant route, 38-yard passing touchdown from Carson Spoons to Logan Gray. That is his 6th passing touchdown for Carson Spoons, and for Logan Gray, his 3rd reception touchdown, a quick short little kickoff, and it's dove on at the Smith Center 41-yard line with 6.2 seconds left in the quarter. Redmond still in control of the clock. And oh, how do they love to milk that clock? That'll only get them so far, though, only up by 1 possession. That was on a 4th and 8 as well. can't stress how big that is to boot. Here we go, first play from scrimmage for the Redmen. Hutchinson takes a little bit of a low snap, gets the handoff clean though, and getting ahead to the 45-yard line is Davian, and that will end quarter number three. Should be a good one here as we go to the fourth. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. It's Smith Center 18, Valley Heights 16, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go with the fourth quarter. Smith Center has the ball at their own 44-yard line. Second and seven coming at you. Hutchinson hands it off to Davian. Gets hit and taken down. And I tell you what, the yards after contact have not been too high for Smith Center, which is something they've kind of been banking on this season. That'll be another gain of three for Davian. So back-to-back gains of three. Actually, that one will be closer to four. And that'll make it third and three. That first drive, they were really able to get a lot of extra yards after the initial contact, but ever since that opening drive, Valley Center's done a good job of wrapping guys up and throwing them to the ground and not letting them get extra yardage. Here we go, third and three from their own 48-yard line for Smith Center, handoff left side, and Franklin gets the first down across midfield to the 47-yard line. A gain of five for the 6'1", 210-pound senior back. Both Franklin and Davian are not going to return to this team next year. Also lose quite a few pieces on that offensive line, including their right guard, Keaton Weltmer, their left guard, Dylan Bissell, their right tackle, Eli Franklin, and their center, Leonard Schlatter. So four of their five offensive linemen are seniors. Far side hash from the Valley Heights 46-yard line, so a gain of six on that last run is what they call it. Fresh set of downs. Here is a handoff up the middle. Davian stumbles his way forward. Shouldn't say fumble. That'll be a gain of, like, six. Full head of steam on that carry. If he holds his ground, he might have had a really dangerous play there. 10.5 to go. A minute and a half gone in this final quarter. 18-16 Smith Center. Redmen trying to add on to their lead. If they do get a touchdown and make it 24-16, they would need a two-point conversion to make this a two-possession game once again. Valley Heights is hoping that doesn't happen, though. Second and four. Right side, Davian gets into the secondary. There he goes. Near side 30, 25, 20. And taken down at the 19-yard line. A gain of 22 for Jason Davian. Longest carry of the ball game. He now has 16 carries for 74 yards. Luke Franklin has 21 carries for 128 yards. And they are in the red zone at the Valley Heights 19-yard line. 9:46 to go in this fourth quarter. Again, Smith Center needing that two-point conversion if they get a touchdown here to make it a two-possession game once again. So that wide is McKenzie to the near side. He's senior wide out, standing at 6'5", 190 pounds. Defending him is Caden Dummermuth. He is 5'9". Takes a snap. Hutchinson, handoff. Franklin, left side, trips, and gain of about three. Not one of his more impressive runs, but certainly a decent one at that. Mark him down at the 16. Second and seven coming up.
13 off the play, second down.
Spencer Lee's on that defensive line making that tackle. He is the defensive tackle. 6'3", 240, the senior. Bolster of that defensive line along with Drake Slifer is the defensive end on the other side. And off of the middle, Davian plows his way forward for a solid gain near the sticks at the 11-yard line for a gain of 5. 3, 4, and 5-yard carries, even some 6-yarders, and of course the 22-yarder from Davian is what's been giving Smith Center this efficient drive here so far. And what a drive it has been for Smith Center. They have been doing a better job today, certainly than Valley Heights, of limiting mistakes. Have a few penalties, but none that have really cost them. Three-back set with Hutchinson taking the medium-sized snap, not really in the shotgun, not really under center, of course. Snaps usually go about 3 yards. Takes it. Keeper up the middle. Quarterback sneak, and he gets the first down all the way to the 6-yard line. So gain a 5 on just a little QB sneak. Fifth carry of the game for the sophomore quarterback. He has 27 yards on those carries. Very efficient. Over 5 yards per carry on his 5 touches. Ian Doan checking in, the 5'10", 200-pound wide receiver. He'll be split out wide to the near side. On the end of the line of scrimmage on the far side is the sophomore tight end, Brady Davian. Had the touchdown on the special teams mistake for Valley Heights. Hand up the middle for Davian, and not much doing that time, but he's still able to plow his way forward or drive his legs forward for a couple. They'll make it second and goal from the 4. Valley Heights sideline trying to get the Mustangs crowd fired up here. 7:02 left to go here in this fourth quarter. And again, Smith Center just trying to get that clock down. Fans are stomping their feet here, hoping for a stop. Takes a snap. Hit up left side, and Franklin waltzes this into the end zone untouched. From 4 yards out, Luke Franklin with his first rushing touchdown of the day, and Smith Center is back up. Well, they're still only up by one score. It's 24-16, and they are 0-3 so far today on two-point conversions. Hoping to change that here and make it a two-score game once again. A monster two-point conversion coming up here. 24-16, our score. Here we go. From the middle of the field, Hutchinson takes a snap. Handoff, left side, Franklin, and he is in, almost untouched, just like the touchdown. And their first two-point conversion converted of the day gives them a 26-16 lead. Let's go ahead and step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre with a proven track record for consistent performance year after year. Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
KMZA.
A near 6.5-minute drive for Smith Center results in a 4-yard rushing touchdown for Luke Franklin for his 14th rushing touchdown of the season to make it 26-16. They converted on a huge 2-point conversion, their first one they converted of the day on a 59-yard drive. 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Valley Heights, they need a quick score, they need a stop, and then another score. That's a tall ask as the kickoff return by Dunmer moves at the 24-yard line, gets to the 30, hit at the 32-yard line, goes down there. Decent field position for the Mustangs. But they know what they need to do. Second half, they have not been very efficient on the ground. Just 3 yards per carry on 7 totes for 21 yards. But they did have the big 38-yard pass touchdown to Logan Gray. That's kept them in this ballgame. But it's been all about the mistakes for Valley Heights here today. Here we go. First play. Swoops from the gun. Rolls to his right. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to tuck in and run it. Gets to the 35 to the 40. Gets hit. And what was that, a bounce? That was a pretty late hit, and they're going to call the flag. Hitting him late. That was Eli Franklin, the 5'11 senior, with a freshman mistake there. Got hit at the 46-yard line. So after a 12-yard gain, we're going to tack on 15 more for a 27-yard play. That is a monster penalty. They are in Smith Center territory right out of the gates. They'll get the ball at the Smith Center 46-yard line. And a low snap and a quick throw. It's incomplete. Short of Jaden DeWald on the bad snap from Spencer Lee, as a senior. And I think Spoons, the senior quarterback, thought he was going to be immediately under duress, so he tried to quickly get rid of it, but it'll be second and 10. Clock stops with 6:23 to go. Don't need to quite play in a super-duper hurry here. That's some time to work with, but of course, Smith Center, with the way they run the ball, they will need a quick stop. In the gun, once again, is the senior quarterback. Boots rolls to his left, steps up, he's going to fire towards the end zone, got a man, and it's too far for Jaden DeWalt. He had his man beat. There in coverage was Parker Hutchinson. And that's about the third time today that Valley Heights has had a man either going into the end zone or in the end zone open, and they have been unable to convert on a touchdown as the clock stops with 6:17 to go. It'll be third and 10. So maybe here on this third down, you don't go for the big splash play, go for something kind of shorter, make it a fourth and manageable. Much like they did when it was third and 15, they got to fourth and 8, and then they scored that big touchdown. 38-yarder, as mentioned earlier, to Logan Gray. So from the Smith Center 44-yard line, here we go. Third and 10, and a timeout is going to be called by Coach Mike Rogers of Smith Center. We'll take it as well. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
KMZA.
Third and 10 coming up for Valley Heights. They're at the Smith Center 44-yard line with 6:17 left to play, and what a wild one this has been. Probably the biggest play of the game was the Jaden DeWalt hitch on a kickoff return that was fumbled into the end zone and returned for a touchdown. It was dove on in the end zone for a touchdown by Braden Davian. They also have a interception in the end zone as well, a couple of big penalties, but trying to get a drive here to make this a one-score game again. The center has scored twice here in this second half. Actually, three times, beg your pardon. It was 8-6 at half. Here we go, third and 10. Spoons in the gun. Quick throw near side to Walt. It's too high for his intended target. It's going to be fourth and 10. A little bit too tall for his junior tailback. Boone says 5 for 14 with 112 passing yards and a passing touchdown as well as an interception. So here we go. 4th and 10. This possibly could be the ball game. I wouldn't quite put it at that just yet, but a must convert scenario here for Valley Heights. Or else the center gets the ball in your midfield. 6:15 to go. Here we go. Spoons. Goes to his right under duress. Throws over the middle. Too high. It is incomplete. And Smith Center will take over on downs. Looking for Royce Ekstrom down the field around the 20-yard line is where the ball fell incomplete. And things are looking pretty bleak here for the Valley Heights' chances of winning this district. Clock stops with 6:10 left to go on a drive that lasts just 30 seconds. It goes for 5 plays and had a promising start. They got a 15-yard penalty on a personal foul call, but then 0 yards after that. 4 consecutive incompletions. Handoff up the middle, and Davian has daylight. Up the middle, 45, and taken down all the way to the 41-yard line. And a first down, gain of 15 from Jason Davian. That is his 19th carry. He's gone for 96 yards. Luke Franklin has gone for 23 carries for 135 yards. Both backs average over 100 yards per game on the season, and they're pretty close to eclipsing that mark here this evening. McKenzie split it wide to the near side, 5:33 and counting. Excuse me, 5:43 and counting here in this final quarter. From the Valley Heights 41. Hand up the middle. Davian once again, this time is taken down by Creighton Smith at the 39-yard line for a gain of just a couple. Now I'll say he ended up getting 3, so it'll be 2nd and 7. So for Valley Heights, if they're unable to come back in this one, they'll still have a home playoff game. They will take on the winner of Whitewater Remington in Belle Plaine. As for Smith Center, if they hold on to that one, they will take on the loser of that game. 2nd and 7. Hand off up the middle, Franklin, and close to first down. Gain of 6 for Franklin. First carry since his touchdown scamper. And a timeout is going to be called by the Mustangs with 4:48 left to go on a 3rd and 1, maybe 3rd and 2. Reminder that coming up tomorrow, right here on 92.1 FM KMZA, we have coverage of the Berlin Game Sub-State Volleyball Tournament, covering Centralia, Donovan West, and Troy in their pursuit of clinching a state title spot. I haven't mentioned, but Centralia, I mean, how about their 15 state title wins they've gotten just in the past about, 35 years or so. Coming up on their 30th anniversary of their first state title they won back in 1994, won 15 titles from that time all the way up until just a few years ago, 2018. Donovan West trying to get back to the state tournament after they got there for the first time last year. All right, so here we go. 3rd and 1 with 4:48 to go. Needing a couple of stops here, assuming they go for it on 4th down. Just somewhat likely. Unless they lose a significant amount of yardage here. There's a snap. Hand off. And 1st down, Davian's got it. Gain of a couple. And they'll move the chains, and the clock continues to wind down. And now both Davian and Franklin have reached the 100-yard marker. Davian now with 21 carries for 101 yards. Franklin 24 for 141. With this Smith Center team running 99.93% of their plays this season, coming into tonight, 256 plays in total with only 19 pass attempts. Hutchinson, the sophomore quarterback, hands it off. Right side, Franklin, he's got a hole. Right side, 20, 15, making one man miss, hit by Spoons, can take it down at the 11. That'll be a gain of 19.
Coons,
160 yards now for Luke Franklin, the 6'1", 210-pound senior. I think Valley Heights will certainly be able to take a lot away from this one, especially with all the mistakes. Got to clean those up and get ready for the playoffs starting next week. Should be a pretty winnable game next week. It'll be against a Whitewater Remington or Belle Plaine. And week 10 is where things really start to get real. You know, in the middle, they've been hit hard by Argenbright for a gain of just 3 from the 12 to the 9-yard line. So 2nd and 7. 2:58 and counting left to go in this one. 26-16, Smith Center with the ball in control. Your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House. Takes a snap, hand off right side. Flag comes in from behind, and diving all the way to the 1 is Davian. And it'll be a hole that will bring Smith Center back 10 more yards. That is their 6th penalty of the half, their 8th of the game for 80 penalty yards. And Holt kind of came in a little bit later on the play, so won't back them up quite as much, I believe, unless that... Nope, we'll back them up to the 19-yard line, as well as say... If that's another, they're going to say he was right at the original line of scrimmage. So 2nd and 20s. Holding in Kansas High School football is a spot-a-ball foul. So 2nd and 18 from the 19, handoff left side. Franklin, he dances to the far side and trying to get to the outside. Can't quite get outside of Carson Spoons. And the timeout's going to be called by Coach Trimble after a gain of 4 from Luke Franklin. Let's go ahead and take it as well and step aside for 30 seconds. Our score, it's 26-16. Smith Center in control over Valley Heights here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
KMZA.
2:14 left to go in this one. So Center is doing some cleanup work, taking down some of that clock. And for Valley Heights, they'll be about rebounding and throwing this one behind them, learning from their mistakes and moving on. A fumble and an interception. Actually, 2 fumbles and an interception to be... precise on that. But from the 9-yard line, from the 15-yard line, hand off left side, trying to hold her a man and thrown down to the ground by Carson Spoots. That was Brent Wilson on his first carry of the day. Gain of just 1. Mentioned that their third leading ball carrier, Benji Carr, is out of this game. So it's just mainly been Franklin and Davian. They've combined for 48 carries and 267 yards. Parker Hutchinson has 5 carries in the game. He has 27 yards as well. Another timeout is called. It'll be 4th down and 11 coming up. Fox talks with 2:07 left to go.
Timeout on the field.
We have sub-state volleyball tomorrow. State volleyball with some teams in the area possibly competing. Be sure to stay tuned for all of the updates for sub-state tomorrow. Also, we have regional cross-country as well to boot. Stay up to date on all of your updates across the Kansas Land listening area of our website, msdsports.net. Myself, Brandon, Dustin Fluke, as well as Jake Spaulding, doing some updates on the website for those. And here we go. 2:07 left to go. Fourth down and 11. Still 2 possession lead for Smith Center. They're going to go for it, of course. Hand off on the end around, right side, in misdirection. And breaking some tackles, getting into the secondary, trying to drag him down, and he's got a first down. And that is going to do it. How about the resilience from Luke Franklin? On a 12-yard carry, gets all the way down to the 1-yard line, the 2-yard line. And that will do it. They can kneel it down if they want to. Or they can decide to punch it in. They're up by 2 scores anyway. Valley Heights will fall to 6-2. But what a season it's been for the Mustangs. After a lackluster year in 2022, they get Carson Spoontz here. And what a job he's done. Taking over this offense. The players saying they want a touchdown here, but I think the coaches might be saying otherwise. We'll see. We give him the play call. The clock starts to wind down. We're now at 1.5 minutes, and the Red Men are still in a huddle. Now it looks like Luke Franklin is in some pain. He's limping over here behind the huddle, and that's a bad sign for the Red Men with their playoff run. He's jogging off on his own power, and timeout is called by Smith Center at the last second with 1:20 to go. Man, you hate to see that if you're Smith Center. You hope that he's able to recover. It doesn't look like it's anything too serious. But he might have to go kind of a little bit easier in practice this week in what should be probably a fairly sizable win in round one of the playoffs for Smith Center over either Whitewater or Remington or Belle Plaine, depending on the final of that one. They'll get the loser of that game. Valley Heights gets the winner of that game. They'll be right back here in Blue Rapids next Friday. Be sure to stay tuned for all the area results, as well as game recaps on our high school, the Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show, Jake and Boz. That'll be coming up next. And also, they tune online, msdsports.net, for all of the matchups next week as well. We'll have those posted as soon as we can. As soon as we know officially who those matchups will all be. And they are going to go for the touchdown. Wilson. I know misdirection. I thought it was Wilson, but it is going to be Fabian with his third rushing touchdown of the day. Getting in from the 2-yard line. And it is now 32-16. And this game is going to look like it was not necessarily a blowout, but it was well in hand for Smith Center because of the final score. But not really the case. It's been close all the way through until the last 6 minutes when Valley Heights had a turnover on downs. Hand off left side, Franklin bouncing it, cutting it back inside, and he is in. So they convert their last two-point conversions of the game after their first three are all failed. So it's 34-16 with 1:17 to go. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're
subject
in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
1:17 to go in this one. Miss Center now has the game well in hand after a garbage time touchdown. Jason Dabian, his third rushing touchdown of this ball game. As mentioned, it was just a one-score game with the fourth quarter to go. Here's an onside kick, and it's held on by Spencer Lees, the team center slash backup nose guard. And they'll have it at the 47-yard line with 1:16 to go. We'll have our post-game show coming up, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Also have our player of the game. We'll crown our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank as well. The first and 10 from the far side hash. Kaysen Bigham is the running back here. DeWalt's put out in the slot. He'll throw while he's hit and is incomplete. Going for DeWalt. Ball is incomplete at the 25-yard line. Carson Spoons has really been battling out there tonight. He's 5 for 16 with 112 yards. Touchdown and interception. On the ground, 9 carries, 55 yards. Leads the team on the ground as well. Kaysen Bigham had the rushing touchdown earlier. Logan Gray with the receiving touchdown.
5 yards off the ball.
Second and 10 coming up. Nobody lined up in the line of scrimmage for Smith Center. Boone throws over the middle. Got a man there, and it's going to be caught at the 20. And it's Jaden DeWalt. He'll take it in for a touchdown from the 48-yard line for a 52-yard touchdown to make this score a little bit more competitive. And for Jaden DeWalt, that's just his third catch of the year. So that makes it 34-22 with 103 left to go, and they're going to go for two once again. A nice throw from Spoons down the field after he's missed quite a few passes today. 7 touchdowns now in the season for the senior quarterback. Pitch right side to Walt, and he is not going to get it. So 103 left to go. Let's step aside for 30 seconds with Valley Heights trailing 34-22 against Smith Center here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers, you know, like I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance, because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
So you wouldn't have thought this was a defensive battle by the score. It's 34-22, Valley Heights trailing Smith Center with 103 left to go. Valley Heights has to recover an onside kick with no timeouts left in order to keep this game going somehow. But it was 8-6 at the half. Jason Dabian scoring on the first touchdown, or the first drive of the Redmen's second half to make it 12-8. And then that was when disaster struck. Jaden DeWalt, he returned a kick that might have went out of bounds at the 8-yard line and picked it up and decided to pitch it at the 3-yard line. It went into the end zone. It was dove on by Brady Dabian of Smith Center for the touchdown. Made it 18-8. And then on a fourth down near the red zone, Kaysen Bigham coughed it up on a 4th and 3. And here's a little squib kick. Kittle rolled the 33-yard line, dove on, and that is it. 103 left to go. Smith Center will just take the knee. They could have taken the knee earlier, but they decided to draw it out. They went for another touchdown. Could have been final by now, at 26-16, but here we are sitting at 34-22 with a couple of garbage time touchdowns. That kind of inflates the scores a little bit. So Smith Center is going to be the one seed in the district. Valley Heights will be the two. Waubunsee is the three, and the winner of the other game in the district will be the four seed. Hutchinson will go ahead and take the first knee. Just a reminder, once again, we have our Community National Bank High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up next, but before that, we have our post-game show brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. We'll also be heralding our player of the game for the Mustangs, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. Once again, it'll be 34-22, your final. There is the final knee, and a flag comes in because, of course, and the clock will stop with 26 seconds left. Smith Center improves to 7-1, 4-0, and they avoid multiple losses in the regular season and back-to-back seasons for the first time in a very long time. So waiting on the flag, it'll be against Valley Heights. Looks like encroachment. And they're going to say it's a 15-yard penalty on sportsmanlike conduct. All the way across the 45 down to the 47-yard line. Not that it matters, but 15-yard penalty. By the way, the last time they've had back-to-back multiple loss regular seasons, 2013-2014. So they avoid that this year with winning here tonight. That penalty is only the second of the game, if my calculations are correct, for Valley Heights. There's your final knee, and that is it. Let's go and step aside, and once again, we'll have our post-game show coming up next. Final score, Smith Center wins at 34-22 to clinch the district here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And I am over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Final score here in Blue Rapids, 34-22. Smith Center defeats Valley Heights, and the Redmen win the district. Let's take a look at our stats from tonight's contest for the Mustangs. 9 carries for 55 yards for Carson Spoons. He goes 6 for 17 over the air with 160 yards and 2 passing touchdowns with an interception. Kason Bigham had 8 carries for 45 yards and a score, as well as a fumble lost. 6 carries for 25 yards for Jaden DeWalt. 3 carries for 4 yards for Logan Gray. He had a reception touchdown. He had 2 receptions for 57 yards and a receiving touchdown. Royce Ekstrom had 1 reception for 40 yards. Jaden DeWalt, 1 reception for 48 yards and touchdown. Caden Dunramuth had 2 receptions for 15 yards. So in the end, Valley Heights, they ended up with a grand total of 289 yards of total offense compared to 309 for Smith Center, with 129 on the ground and 160 over the air. And it was all about the mistakes for Valley Heights here tonight, with a couple of bad penalties, a couple of fumbles. I mean, they had the one touchdown that was called back as well from the officials, which, I mean, I don't think that will go down as the deciding factor of the game. It definitely could have, though. Things could have gone a lot different if that ended up being a touchdown for Valley Heights. But we'll never know. We can't really put it on just that. But in the end, Valley Heights, they'll fall to 6-2 on the regular season here on our postgame show. Brought to you by The Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at theoutdoors.com. Time to crown our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. We're going to go ahead and give it to Carson Spoons. As mentioned, he went 6 for 17, 160 yards, 2 scores over the air, as well as some good plays on defense as well. 9 carries, 55 yards. So we'll give it to the senior quarterback after a rough day at the office for the Mustangs at home. That is brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So that is going to do it here from Blue Rapids, as Valley Heights are going to drop this one once again. Final score 34-22 against Smith Center. A fantastic regular season for the Mustangs. It'll continue next week with a home playoff game. So be sure to stay tuned once again with our website, mscsports.net, with who they will be playing next week. Now we have our Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up next. Jake and Boz, thanks so much for listening here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.